Yeah, 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 yeah. 不见的安南那无我总把我知道走啊总把总把我知道安总把你多久安总把我来家来人给经过我只要一道把你也总把的那里面经过我把的总把的听到阿里面过去我送你听到阿里这边都把个把的那个小的你来家把那个小过怎么乱的接着过怎么弄到这里怎么弄不接着安的怎么找到个来这里找来怎么我总会来这面着小罗的列举的小伙怎么弄到那么列举到大的怎么弄到那么列举咱这个伯爵怎么咱这个的列举我怎么列举的小伙怎么知道给你弄我个伯母伯伯我们说今天的这伯爵让给都给我了我这都弄了伯伯没有吧这个真的是这样我就要一个人来我家的妈心都这个孤独者送到这都都在那过年一个人来人家的妈那都把人家就很给他的人家一家也要对这都把这我念妈妈把这表我就妈妈妈
Thank you. Thank you.
kuncho rinje zona nije bo wan doko bela robe jinja ne yama wan jinja jaje alo wan jinja ngada jaje jela be sami doje zozo jazo kando chojo zona nije bo wan doko bela robe jinja Yama wan ninja jaji adu zo wan ninja ngadan jaji chela bi sami adu zi soji jajo ji sona ninja bu wan dugo bela rubi sinji yama wan dunna Chogoran Tondo chanzo simzo jo la bo nyu mo si jo ta se ne zo me Sambo min ji cha da na zo da jo nye ji cha da de bo la na na ga ji cha ma zo su So kun jo san la da ji cha di ba dan cha su su sa Tambo Simjan
Umajiwa Yo.
摩达达的我仰我摩摩的我仰我摩摩
Oh, yeah, I'm going. Lord.
도네도보도제티자도제미도제데나도손조도제티티네레라모시나메티네라고네조조조네네모메모메메데마리아모세니메예라제오젠다웨데네아데알라라모제나네네네라고네주소소소게노도모뇨
Sangha has inconceivable qualities. So I repeat again. Buddha has inconceivable qualities. Dharma has inconceivable qualities. The Sangha has inconceivable qualities. And then devoting to the inconceivable ones has also inconceivable result. The rapid aspect result, inconceivable. Then to you the pure field, I make this offering. The rice offering. The very extraordinary rice offering. I just want to mention this. So when we do Long Life Puja, it's good to remember, you know, even though you are not actually involved in making offerings, so every offering, even the double vajra, but you can visualize the actual golden throne, which has a double vajra in the front, and the raised by the additional lines, which signifies the qualities of the Buddha. So, number, not just one, but numberless of that. Numberless of yourself, numberless. And then you see holding the double vajra. There's a golden throne, beautifully decorated with the double vajra. So numberless that that you are in the east, south, west, four directions, corners, so numberless of yourself offering the golden throne. See. Like that. So any offering you see that is offered, you visualize numberless. You visualize, you see, number. You visualize a numberless field in the sky. Each offering, you see, each offering that you see offered, you visualize numberless in the sky offered. Then you offer. So if you do that, you collect most. Unconceivable merit. You collect most unconceivable merit because of our connection, Dharma connection, Guru disciple Dharma connection. So just thinking Guru is the offering. So you collect the most extensive merit. You collect the most extensive merit from the outside people than your parents, from higher than your parents is a sanghas, ordained non-monks, ordained person. More powerful objects to collect merit. From your parents is the sangha, ordained sangha, higher, more powerful object than. Within the Sangha, there's also Arhatas, you know, Arya Sanghas, ordinary Sangha, Arya Sanghas, you know, the power object, you see. Then numberless Arhatas, one Bodhisattva is most powerful. So it is said in the Lamrim teachings, if you look at one Bodhisattva peering the eyes, peering the eye? Glaring the eye, not peering, just peering. Glaring the eye, you see, disrespectful way you look at the Bodhisattva. So if you do that to one Bodhisattva, you create heavier negative karma, then you have taken out the eyeballs of the all the desire realm, form realm, formless realm. Each realm, there are numberless different things. So you take out the eyeballs of numberless desire realm, the form realm, formless realm. So negative karma is even heavier than that, you see. If you glare to one Bodhisattva, you see, glare. So with a disrespectful manner. So like that, because of bodhicitta, you know, ultimately good hearted. Mind, so because that makes the object, the person is very extremely powerful. If you small harm becomes the unbelievable heavy like that. So if you look at one Bodhisattva. Very respectful manner, devotional manner, you see, then you see, you create the good karma is much more powerful than you give eye back. You see, you give eyeball to the numberless, the desire realm beings and then form realm, formless realm, each realm, they are numberless beings. So, you create a more powerful good karma than giving eye back to the numberless, you see, beings in the desire realm, form realm, formless realm. So the karma is like that, even to one Bodhisattva, if you know, offering small respect, you know, even as looking at it with respect for the devotional mind. So, so now. Numberless Bodhisattvas, one Buddha is most powerful. one Buddha is more powerful than numberless Arhatas who are liberated from the oceans of samsara suffering and cause karma and delusion. So now numberless Buddhas, one Guru with whom one had from whom one has received Dharma connection, said the, even a few syllables of mantra or transmission or whatever teachings of the, you know, even few words of teachings, with the recognition that you are the disciple, that one is your guru, this, yourself is disciple, with that recognition, you receive even few words of teaching. So that the connection is established, the guru-disciple connection is established. So whoever that person is in your life, that person becomes the most powerful. There are numberless Buddhas. You have to understand. That person becomes the most powerful one, whoever it is, whomever you make the connection, Dharma connection, as guru disciple. That's a guru, yourself a disciple, and that person is the most powerful, there are numberless Buddhas. You have to understand, we have to understand that. So therefore, most powerful, so therefore, in a small criticism or disrespect or whatever, small harm, because the most powerful nirkama, most powerful than any of those other nirkamas, done with the parents, and sangha, and bodhisattva, then Buddhas, you see, much more powerful than any of those nirkamas. So we have to remember that in our daily life, in our heart, so that we're very careful in our life to not engage in heavy nirkama, because you don't want the suffering. You don't want the suffering. You want the happiness. That's the basic reason. So then, since you want the happiness, so you want the happiness, not just only a few minutes happiness or a few seconds happiness. Not that, you see. So happiness this life, then long run happiness all the future lives you want. Then of course you need that. Then of course ultimate happiness, liberation from oceans of samsara suffering and cause karma and delusion, you need that. No question. Then you need full enlightenment, peerless happiness, full enlightenment, cessation of even the subtle defilements, completion of all qualities of all the cessation, and completion of all the qualities of all the realizations. You need that. So, unless you don't know that such thing exists, but you need to achieve that. Since you want happiness, of course you need the highest happiness. You see, basically, same English that same thing doesn't know that such thing exists, such as the happiness, future life, liberation, enlightenment, doesn't know, no idea. See, even greater happiness. Through meditation, you can achieve this life, even much greater than some sort of pleasure. You see, you can achieve this life. So, at least the sentient being doesn't know. See, so therefore, all this success, depends on. All this success you can achieve after happiness or enlightenment, you can achieve. That's all dependent on the. You see, correctly devote to the. Rely on or devote the virtuous friend correctly, see, without engaging anything that displeasing the holy mind or the brought the advice or the displeasing the holy mind. How about that? So, as much as the less, not at all is the best, then you see, for all those success, happiness, enlightenment, okay? For yourself and you to cause all the happiness to numberless sentient beings. So, it depends on this. So, much less, not best, not at all, not them, as much less as possible. So, So therefore, I'm saying here, very important to keep this in the heart. Remember in the daily life, in the heart. Otherwise, if you forget, didn't really understand or forget, then then we create a lot of negative karma, not being careful, and then then become this is the greatest obstacle to achieve all this, to have all the success, especially to achieve liberation and enlightenment. So therefore for all the success, so each offering, if you visualize, even you're not involved or make offering, but what you see offered, numberless, fill the whole sky, and you visualize no offer. just offering, because you're somebody who has connection with the Dharma connection, Guru Disciple. But if it's possible, you see, you want to visualize from one's own. how do you say, all the Buddha, Guru, and all Buddha one, you know, one you, with that meditation that you offer. each Buddha is all the Guru, and each Guru is all the Buddha. So like that, with that, only if one has that experience, of course, effortless experience, of course, but at least with that meditation. So then you collect, you see, most extensive merit. So, yeah, that's what I mentioned that. suggest that sometimes, you see. So it's just an easy way to collect extensive merit, you know. So think it that way. So, I started the room from Kachin Gelson commentary on the foundation of good quality. I started beginning a few words, but I think I might take it to so much, but I think I might take it. Maybe I do the English, I do the oral transmission in English, so that everybody, especially the people who normally, especially people who do not study Dharma, not much opportunity to hear. So I think it's very important to hear this in English. So at least today you have this, complete path to enlightenment, essence, you see, a positive imprint left in the mind. So here you have something later to have realization, possibility to have realization and to achieve enlightenment. You see. I read the English, okay? Many of you may have received work, many years for studying Dharma at the center, studying Lambrim and other philosophical teachings. But I think they who normally are not involved, so then no chance at all to hear any Dharma or especially Lambrim, something hard about the Dharma. So to leave some positive imprint in mind in this most precious, while we have this most precious human life. So I think I thought to take that opportunity. So you can do the oral transmission in English if it's correct translation. With English, that you can understand what it's saying. There is some idea. So I do the first in English. So just because you don't know, you don't know about the second element, 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 the second 다야 최신이 수능 졸업에 산재 교환 산재 주다 소요 수능 산재 버튼이 다야 최신이 수능 졸업에 산재 교환 산재 주다 소요 수능 산재 버튼 단계 다야 최신이 수능 졸업에 산재 교환 소 Very meaning of my life is not just to receive higher birth and not being reborn in the lower realms, is that not even achieving a blissful state of peace for oneself, the liberation from samsara, not that is to benefit of sentient beings. So from whom I receive all my happiness from beginningless rebirth, from each and every single sentient beings. Numberless endemics of the hell realm, numberless endemics of the hunger ghosts, numberless endemics of animals, numberless endemics of human beings, numberless endemics of the human realm, numberless endemics of the Sura realm, Asura realm, intermediate stage. So, to all those there, that is also the same, you see. same. In the Arhatas and Bodhisattvas, the same, you see, all, from all the endemics. So, then on top of that, numberless happiness of this life, the happiness of this life is ever received from them, you know, so unbelievable, kind, precious, you know, they are unbelievable, dear ones. And on top of that, all the happiness, all the coming future lives you receive from them, from each of them, now even much more precious and dear, kinder. Now on top of that, you see, liberation from samsara, ultimate happiness you receive from there. Now the even much far more greater, precious, kinder, dear, much more dear, you see, dim, everything to me. And now on top of that, you see full enlightenment. Now every sentient being, everybody here, starting from here, and your family. So all numberless helpings, hungers, animals, human beings, Sura, Asura, intermediate, everybody, every insect, everybody, see, the most precious, the most kind, the most dearest, okay? Everyone. the more precious, more dear, more precious than Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, okay? So that. Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, they take refuge, which we get liberated from samsara, achieving enlightenment, all that came from the sentient beings. Buddha, Dharma, Sangha came from the sentient beings, okay? Numberless hell beings, hunger beings, animals, human beings, Sura, enemies, okay? So that I must free them from all this. So what I should do is I must free them. So therefore in my life, what the happiest thing to do in the life? What is the happiest thing to do? Not the heaviest thing. Happiest thing. I didn't say, but some people may have heard heaviest thing. Not the happiest thing. The happiest thing to do in the life, you know? The greatest thing in the life, happiest thing in the life, is to benefit of other sentient beings. Okay? Now the reason I already explained. Now you can hear, you can understand. This is the happiest thing in the life. You know? Most important thing to do in the life. You see? There's nothing else more important than this in the life. Then you see benefit of other sentient beings. Nothing, there's nothing left more important than that. The sentient being from whom Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, they always take refuge, you know, to be liberated from not only Lord Lidam, but from his oceans of samsara suffering, cause, karma, and delusion, all the different, and it's even like this. So, where the Buddha Dharma Sangha comes, is sentient beings, numberless helpers, numberless angels, numberless animals, numberless human beings, numberless surus, asuras, enemies. Okay? So everybody, every insect, every sentient being is most precious, the most precious, kindest, dearest one. Okay? So, Potova mentioned this is because I use the word dear, so I want to tell you that that in the Lamrim quote, Amatungava quoted to realization of their self, loving kindness, I think. And that when the mother, they mentioned name of the mother, but as a mother feel her beloved child, you see, very dear, see, number in Tibetan says, you don't want number Nambachan, see. So, anyway, perhaps the closest one is that the mother, you see, feel her beloved child, you see, extremely dear to her heart, you know. extremely precious, dear to her. So, you know, whatever happens to this little child, it affects great to the mother, you know. A child gets sick or somebody harm, or somebody prays, or the child, something good thing happens, the mother is happy, you see, most happy. So, so we feel like that. So if you feel like this to all the sentient beings, that how the mother feel to her child, beloved child, you see, then that you have realization of loving kindness. Realization of loving kindness towards all sentient beings. If you feel like that, how the mother feels to her child, you feel like this to every sentient being, okay? Every insect, not people, say all the sentient beings like that. so you get an idea from that, what the realization is, see. So in our life, there's nothing more important to do than working for others, benefiting for others, serving others in the midst. So every single thing what you do, even very small service, you know, helping old person, somebody walking there, you know, can't difficult to walk or carrying things, you know, even small service helping, you know, or a sick person, however, see, or children, however, you see, or anybody, even small help, even giving your seed to somebody, so people are standing, you see, or whatever you see, even small benefit, it's the happiest thing in your life, you know, it's the happiest thing in your life, even small benefit, it's the happiest thing in your life, because this is the most precious one in your life. So, you know, from you get all your happiness, as I mentioned before, all that. So, all the realizations. So, that's that, okay? Something. No question about something that you offer great service. No question, say, even small benefit than you can offer. You know, somebody who is very miserable mind, you know, worry so much, you give a talk, consultation, and give a small pleasure, comfort. So, even that, you know. You see, by talking how the life is positive, you know, so there are many things to say. So, of course, you can help somebody to generate loving kindness, compassion. That's of course the most important thing. But anyway, so the so I must be achieving enlightenment. Therefore, then I need to exercise the path to enlightenment. So therefore, I'm going to have all transmission of the Lamrim. Okay. The essential teaching, the heart of the 84,000 teachings of Buddha. Okay, so that. This that were numberless past, present, future Buddhas achieved enlightenment through this. You know, numberless past, present, future Buddhas achieved enlightenment through this. Okay? So this is the highway. This highway is the the main road where everybody goes through. Okay? So that not only Tibetan Lamas, not only Tibetan who achieved enlightenment, not only that, all the including Rishachaman the Buddha himself, and then all the past Buddhas, you know, after Buddha, all the Buddhas, I mean, all the Pandit yogis who achieved enlightenment, so all from any country. So, so therefore, something one can trust to. The foundation of all good qualities. The foundation of all good qualities is the kind and perfect pure guru, correct devotion to him, or you can say, I mean, in English, you see, in Tibetan, you don't need to say him or her, you don't need to say that, but the English is some of the language, you know, to be correct devotion to him or her, kind of, is the root of the path. but clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him or her with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once is greatly meaningful and is difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly, day and night, takes its essence. This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just as the shadow follows the body, the result of black and white karma follows. Finding firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me always to be careful, to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking samsara pleasure is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Led by these pure thoughts, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arises. The root of the teaching is keeping the Paramahansa vows. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mother migratory beings. Please bless me to see this trend in supreme bodhicitta and bear the responsibilities of freeing migratory beings. Even if I merely develop bodhicitta, but I don't practice the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. With my clear recognition of this, please bless me to practice the Buddhist vows with great energy. Once I have pacified distractions to wrong objects and correctly analyzed the meaning of reality, please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight. Having become a pure vessel by training in the general path, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of the fortunate ones, the Supreme Vajra Vehicle. At that time, the basis of completing the two attainments is keeping the pure vows and samsara. I don't know why samsara came. At that time, the basis of completing the two attainments is keeping pure vows and samaya. So I hope you don't remember how I said every day when you recite this number in prayer. As I have become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows and place like my life. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teachings of the Holy Guru. Like that, may the gurus who show the noble path and the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. In all my lives, never separated from perfect gurus, may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma by completing the qualities of stages and paths. May I quickly attain the state of Vajrayana. So that's it. Yes. The Tibetans, they have comment, Kachin is Yeltsin on this commentary, wonderful commentary, not long, but this, but I think it will take time, so already, yeah, so I think it's so.
Lord, With deepest respect, love, and gratitude, and within as many bodies as atoms of the world, we bow down to you, our dearest and most precious Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche. You have taught us that a precious human rebirth is extremely rare and difficult to find. The precious human rebirth that we, your devoted disciples, have attained is rarer still, as we are guided by you, Rinpoche, as our guru. A guru who loves and cherishes us in ways that our minds can barely begin to comprehend. A guru who goes without rest, drink, or a pee-pee break, in order to impart to us the precious teachings of the Buddha, even as we fall into what Rinpoche kindly calls our deep samadhi, sleep. A guru who apologizes for being long-winded, for going on and on and on, when you are teaching us the entire path to enlightenment, the ultimate end to the suffering of ourselves and others. A guru who humbly thanks us with hands folded in prostration for the little we do to help our center, when even if all of us were to live for thousands of years, we could barely begin to repay Rinpoche's kindness to us. You have taught us that the enlightened activities of the Buddha are spontaneous and unceasing. In you, Rinpoche, we see the truth of this. Guiding the Dharma activities of the ever-growing network of Dharma and retreat centers, study groups, monasteries, nunneries, and hospices of the FPMT family, supporting Sangha communities in Tibet and the West, in Nepal, where there are over 700 monks and nuns at Kopan Monastery and its sister nunnery under your care. In India, where you started the Sarah J. Food Fund in the 1990s, which presently offers 3 meals a day to over 2,500 monks at Sarah J. Sponsoring countless pujas for the benefit of the world, your students, and all living beings. Initiating projects for world peace, such as the Padmasambhava Project for Peace. Preserving the pure teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa through such projects as the Lama Tsongkhapa Teachers Fund, which supports the highly learned teachers of the great monasteries of the Gelug tradition. Building holy objects in the hundreds and thousands around the world, such as the recently completed Jade Buddha. And most courageous of all, undertaking the building of the 500 feet Maitreya Buddha in India. Yet, what we have listed out can only be described as the tip of the iceberg of Rinpoche's great works. If these are not the enlightened activities of a Buddha, pray tell us what are. You have taught us that if the merit generated by taking refuge in the three jewels was to take physical form, all of space could not contain it. Likewise, we are unable to adequately describe Rinpoche's perfect qualities. We therefore invoke the poetry of Lama Tsongkhapa, who had written these words in praise of Amitabha Buddha. Like the moon on a cloudless night, reflected in the clear water of a million different receptacles, great teacher, you appear simultaneously in differing manifestations to untold numbers of fortunate beings. Such is your form. In an instant, you dispel entangled webs of doubt from the minds of countless disciples, and in unceasing discourse and exposition, you open wisdom eyes to the truth. Such is your speech. Perfect wisdom reaching out to every phenomenon, swayed by compassion for beings of the five realms, protecting them with love, wisdom, and power from fears of samsara and nirvana. And yet, unstirred by any sign of merit, effort. Such is your mind. Your qualities, their limits hard to find, even if Buddhas spoke of them for eons beyond measure, are well beyond my powers of description. You remain, therefore, an unending treasure of qualities, every root of every fault forever destroyed. No other teacher compares with you, sole refuge for all living beings. J. Rinpoche may just as well have been describing you, Rinpoche. Therefore, Rinpoche, our sole refuge and our incomparable teacher, please, please, please remain till samsara ends, till every sentient being in this and every other universe gains full enlightenment. Please live long. Please live long. Please live long.
So I think I have to say something. I can't stand sleep. So of course the disciple praising the guru, of course that is, as it is mentioned in the text, you know, that's creating good karma, and you're creating calls to each of those qualities. So that's the benefit too. When you praise Buddhas, when you praise Guru, so the qualities like that. So we can call sooner later to actually achieve every benefit sentiment that way. but I'm very sorry, I don't have those qualities. So I must say that. So I don't have those qualities. What she read in the letter. Okay? So it's very but a little benefit to the world, you know what I can. We'll try as much as possible the little benefit that can do as well. So for that. So that's about it.
Jesus, 我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们，我们的老师们， Thank you. ཁྱི ཕྱད མ ཁྱི ཕྱད མ
ཚོགས
Sona yende jazo jende jaja la jaza lo ande mo jawa jinja lo ando be doja ando wa jo angewe angezo le Jido dambo jojo bo shinjo jala jaza lo ande mo jawa jinja Dunde doya la ya do la ba da la da do Singya dambo yonde do zozo gindo la za za Dambo jawa jinja lo angazo ba ye do go Nyezo danje jojo bo chuji go lo go je Be shajo singya de Dambo jawa jinja lo nyewa go le na no je Yonde gwenye jemba bo senje gwenye nyeja Tamje jala chaza lo dambo jawa jinja lo kange jeda jiba Chulia yinne banyo ba dinje dewa sezo Tungwa jala chaza lo dambo jawa jinja lo
Rinpoche Paris on page 46.
Yeah, no.
Sāṅdhāyāṅsācī Sāṅdhāyāṅsācī Sijia
Lame Kuze, Timba, Timba, Jabra, Chinga, Sanje, Dami, Nina, Papa, Nede,
Bagua, Dodo, Jimbo, Guja, Guachania, Nola, Jazza, Lame, Kuze, Timba, Jawa, Chinga, Lona, Nuzi, Bala, Juliana, Bara, Dazza, Chijana, Dodo, Jimbo, Dunya. Papa, Timbo, Timbo, Yawa Lame Kuze Demba, Demba, Yawa, Sinja, Loa, Yugo, Sona, Paja, Timmy, Seda, Namdo, Zanana, Godo, Goza, Yaja, Sela, Saza, Loa, Lame Kuze Demba, Demba, Yawa, Sinja, Loa, Saza, Opa, Danja, La, Sindo, Gunja, Danya, Lodo Baye Nango Ando Chodo Debe Chaza Lo Lame Gojian Yawa 工作生活年年就多 电波有点念波心结落到心给我走啊地也多便的就念电波被 云的叫做摩罗国者年纪的国家家伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯伯
Sambo Shengane, Tempo Tantruvya,
군제아가바티다니티다게바도템보슈베샤세삼모렉바토베가디아타라게윤도싱가보와투제도도도시조조진야냐다소나니남게아타다니베신제아단제라도자와지모오레진제로소이소시
Nama Choba, page 57.
So everyone is welcome to come up to make offerings and receive blessings, but we do it in an orderly way. So we finish with everyone on the second floor, then the third floor, and then are there people on the fourth floor as well? Yeah, so we do it by level, yeah?
Thank you.